The Officer Jack McLam program. Good to be back with you tonight, folks. And my goodness gracious, a lot of things happening every day, are they not? A lot of things happening. I guess it's because we're getting to a point where the awakening in America is scaring the tar out of the international crime families that control our nations. They're very much afraid of the awakening. My goodness, I'll tell you. The awakening is happening. The people are waking up, and in such numbers today that I think they're just frightening the international crime lords that are trying to get their plan over on us before we can take the nation back. And so I think this spells very much of another bombing in the United States very soon. All indications are that preparations are being made to have some terrorist attacks on America. Bush can't have his poll numbers much lower about him handling the Gulf War situation. 36%, 38% right now are the only ones that believe he's doing a good job over there. And so he's in trouble, and he knows how to get out of the trouble, of course, just like they did with the World Trade Center bombing, 9/11. And so it's sad because we cops and soldiers here at our two police and military associations know what this means. A lot of dead Americans, are going to be sacrificed to bring on martial law at the behest and demand of the American people. And his poll numbers will go up through the roof, of course, when they blame it on Iran and Syria. The bombings are going to happen, and he'll be able to bring the draft in right now. I mean, just right after the bombing, he'll sell the American people on bringing the draft in and offering up their children to Moloch. That's what we believe here. This is all a satanic operation. And so sad, but true. Now, of course, God's in his heaven and on his throne, and he can change all of this. But will he? We'll be right back to talk about it after we get back after this important break.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Desperate time here in the United States today. We have the most evil men and women on the face of the earth ruling our governments today, not just our government, but the governments of the major nations in the Western Hemisphere for sure. And they will do anything to accomplish their goal of having this world government set up in the next couple years. And one thing they're doing is using terrorism to strike fear in the minds of the people in the nations they want to totally control. But they want the people to beg for and demand martial law, the suspension of all the people's rights to be made safe so the people can be made safe. And a good example of Bush's character and his condition right now is put out by Doug Thompson. Today, matter of fact, the 25th today, Doug Thompson with Capitol Hill's Blue publication put out a letter here, and it just shows the level of fear of the president right now and the tirades that he's gone on that you and I don't know about because the controlled media in America support him. They totally support him in what he's doing in the Middle East and elsewhere. And the media in America are looking forward very much to a totalitarian world system. I don't understand this. We here at our Police and Military Association don't understand how this controlled media, these talking heads and all these reporters believe they're going to be on the side of those that are the wealthy and the rich and going to have all the goodies and not be on the side of the slave. They're deluding themselves. They're deluding themselves. They don't know about history. And so they think this Antichrist world government totalitarian system where the serfs out here, you and me, are going to be enslaved, they won't be somehow. It's silly, and it's not logical, but and it's also not historical. The media doesn't fare well in a totalitarian system. Most of them get executed, matter of fact. So that's a rightful punishment, a righteous punishment for those that would sell out their own nation like our reporters are doing today. But let's go to Capitol Hill's Blue for a minute, Doug Thompson, who I don't know of these incidences, only to tell you that we've read on our email from out of the country and on foreign publications that the things you're about to hear about Bush and his absolute fear of losing this war against the American people has got him really, really emotionally upset. And here's some of the things. Bush's obscene tirade rattled White House aides by Doug Thompson today in Capitol Hill's Blue. It shows a picture of George W. Bush flashing a bird, something aides says he does often and has been doing since his days as governor of Texas. It goes on to say here, while President George W. Bush travels around the country in the last-ditch effort to sell his Iraqi war, White House aides scramble frantically behind the scenes to hide the dark mood of an incessantly angry leader who unleashes obscenity-filled outbursts at anyone who dares disagree with him. Got to be real careful, folks, because I can't say the statements of this good Christian president on the air. All right, it would offend you terribly, so I will try my best here to get the point across without using the foulest language of any sailor or soldier I've ever heard being used by our Christian president. He says he has these obscenity-filled outbursts to anyone who dares disagree with him. Quote, I'm not meeting again with that female dog. Okay, that's the best way I can say it without offending the little one's ears out there. Bush screamed at aides who suggested he meet again with Cindy Sheehan, the war-protesting mother whose son died in Iraq. She can go to H as far as I'm concerned. The president was said to, was a statement. Bush flashes the bird. Sometimes aides say he does often and has been doing it since his days as governor. Bush administration aides confide. Frequently, he explodes into tirades over those who protest the war, calling them MF traitors. I'm trying my best, folks. He reportedly was so upset over the Veterans of Foreign Wars members who wore protectors over their ears. And it's BS protectors. Okay, I won't say the word, but it's BS protectors over their ears. During his speech to their annual convention, that Bush told his aides to tell those veterans of foreign war, Adam Henrys, that I'll never speak to them again if they can't keep their members under control, unquote. White House insiders say Bush is growing incessantly bitter over mounting opposition to his war in Iraq. Polls show a vast majority of Americans now believe the war was a mistake, and most doubt the president's honesty. As I was saying, 36 to 38% is the poll, recent poll, on those that support him now on his wars for oil over there. And Bush's next quote is, who gives a flying F what the polls say? He screamed at a recent strategy meeting, I'm the president and I'll do whatever I GD please. They don't know excretion, okay? Trying my best, folks. Okay. Bush, while setting up for a photo op for signing the recent captain's bill, flipped an extended middle finger to reporters. He'd say the president often flips the bird to show his displeasure and tells aides who disagree with him to go to H or to get, I can't even say that one, folks. Don't know how to even tell you about it, but it's really nasty. His habit of giving people the finger goes back to his days in Texas as the governor, aides admit. The videos of him doing so before press conferences are widely circulated among TV stations during those days. A recent video showing him shooting the finger at reporters while walking also recently surfaced. Bush's behavior, according to prominent Washington psychiatrist Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President, is all too typical of an alcohol abusing bully who is ruled by fear, says Dr. Justin Frank. To see that fear emerges, Dr. Frank says, all one has to do is confront the president, to actually directly confront him in a clear way to bring him out. So you would really see the bully, and you would also see the fear, he says. Dr. Frank, in his book, speculates that Bush, an alcoholic who brags that he gave up booze without the help, like Alcoholics Anonymous, may be drinking again. Okay, folks, I'm going to end it right here for right now, because I've got my dear friend on the phone right now to come on here, and I've got something to thank her for. But what I'm telling you folks is serious times are ahead. This is not all of this article from Capitol Hill's Blue came out today. But you can get the picture. He is stressed out. His polls are way down, and that is very dangerous for the American people, believe me. When you have a guy who's just not even an adult in his mind acting like this and having his finger on the button to blow up things and cause terrorism here and there, is very sad and very frightful for a lot of Americans out there. But let's end it right here, and we'll come back a little bit with more of what is happening in the news today. But I want to go to Debbie Morrow, okay, who sent me that wonderful Berkey water filter. And we're having a good time with it here at home. My wife and I, my bride and I, are using some good water there. Debbie, thanks for coming on today.
Hi there. Thanks for having me, Jack. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. Sister, tell me what we've got now. What are we drinking? This water just tastes fabulous. I'm telling you, it's great water, but what do we have?
Well, you have
coming out of that nice spigot.
You have a Berkey. Well, your Berkey is a Berkey Light, but what you have now is you have water that is filled with beneficial minerals but is absent chlorine and fluoride and all that yucky poison that they're putting in the water and telling us it's good for us. You know, last week I really woke up. It was really neat. My husband finally quit chewing tobacco after years and years of chewing tobacco.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That's a hard one to break.
Oh, I'm so proud of him. He's done so good. And about 4 days after him getting over it, you know, his body detoxed and he started, you know, losing a lot of the yellow stuff started coming out, you know. And I said to him, I said, you know, honey, that's what tobacco's been doing to you all these years is what chlorine and fluoride does to people who drink tap water.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just enough poison to not kill you right off the bat, but to slowly make you, you know, not realize that you're actually being poisoned a little bit at a time. It's like taking a glass of water and putting just a little teeny bit of rat poison in the water. And you drink it, you don't really feel any effect, but it's there and it's accumulating in your system. So when he quit chewing tobacco, it really kind of opened my eyes a lot to what to explain to people when they're drinking tap water. It's just that little bit of poison that's in there, and the Berkey's going to take that out.
Boy, it's good tasting there. It's really good tasting. So hang on, my dear. We'll be right back with you folks. You're listening to the Officer Jack McLamp program. Be right back with Debbie Morrow and what she's doing for my family. Just love her for it. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The water filter industry for being able to purify the pathogens from the water instead of 99.99%, which was always the industry standard until we came up with this new formulation. So, you know, I highly recommend the new Black Berkey filters for people that, you know, have systems and they're wanting to upgrade to the new filters. They do fit in most of the gravity water filter systems.
Yes.
And also, if they wanted to get new systems or something like that, then, you know, and they can call me and be sure to mention your name so that you get credit, because we love that we help support all the broadcasters with their airtime. And we'd like to be sure to apply this towards your airtime when people do call in.
Thank you for that. Yes, I tell you what, last month was really great. It helps me with my airtime, and I do appreciate that so much. You're doing so much, not just giving us good water and everything, but keeping us healthy. but you're helping us fund our outreach with God's word and the truth out around this nation, around the world. So,
well,
thank
I
you
had...
so much for that, sister. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And I had two customers call me today that brought up some interesting. They were talking about that they filter their water and then store their water.
Yeah.
And then drink it later. And I really want to tell people, if they're listening and they have Berkey systems or whatever system they're using, it's not a good idea to filter your water first and let it sit in the containers for several months and then drink it. What you want to do is store your raw water and then use your Berkey water filter to filter it as you're going to drink it, because when you're taking all the contaminants out of the water and you're taking all the chlorine and benzene and things out, those are things that keep water from growing bacteria in your pipes.
Uh-huh.
And if you take that completely out, like you do with the black Berkey water filters, then you're putting them into containers that are not in a completely sterile environment.
Oh, good point.
And you can be growing things.
Yeah, you're little monsters in the water.
Right. So if you want to have a glass pitcher in your refrigerator and, you know, a glass jar or something to go ahead and have some ice-cold water, that's a great idea. It tastes really wonderful. But please, if you're out there and you're storing your Berkey water, please don't do that.
Okay,
without
good
drinking,
point. Good.
You know, because you want to store raw water and then Berkey it as you drink it. And that's what's so great about the Berkey water filters, is you get your water very quickly after putting it through the system, so you don't have to store filtered water.
Fantastic. That's a great idea. That's very important, too, because I could see me being not knowing that and doing just what those others are doing.
I know.
It's a good idea now that you explained it.
Yeah, lots of people do that. And for people who aren't familiar with what the Berkey filters are, they do not require any plumbing. They set on your counter, you fill it up with water, and then the water drips down through the filters into a second chamber, and then you have a spigot, and you take the water out with the spigot.
Yeah.
Very convenient. You can take it with you on the go. In fact, we have a wonderful man of God who is actually sitting in my office right now, and he and his family are moving to Jordan, and they came to my office today to pick up some additional filters to take with them as they and their family plan to move to Jordan. So our prayers and wishes are with him.
Oh, great.
And that's a great example of people taking their Berkeys with them on the road or on the plane or the boat.
I can see us doing that, too, because, my goodness gracious, it's just great to know that what you're putting in your body is not hurting you. I was in the store the other day with my wife on the day that we went down to have her second chemo treatment. And I had a good friend with me who has bottled water at home, but she gets it in the store. And while we were there, she said, could we run down to the grocery store and get me some bottled water? And I said, sure, because my wife was in the chair for about an hour and a half or so. So we went down there. And I couldn't believe it. They had a gallon bottle of water, a whole bunch of it on the shelf, that said nursery water.
Don't you hate that? I saw that too.
For babies.
That's new.
Pictures on the front, and they have fluoride in the water.
In that terrible.
It just about made me gag, I'll tell you.
I couldn't believe it because, you know, I have a brother-in-law who's a oral surgeon, and I try and convince him that fluoride's poison, and he won't believe me because he's been so indoctrinated, you know? And so it's just so bad. But I saw it recently, too, when I was at the grocery store, and I had never seen that before. And they make it look so pretty with the pink labels and the cute little baby. And it's like,
I've got some for my baby.
Oh, I can't believe it.
These little kids at that age, unbelievable.
Yep.
Well, Debbie, tell us how we can get these Berkeys. Whoops, we hear the music. Can you hold on after the break here?
Okay.
We'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, folks. This is so important. I hope you understand the importance of drinking healthy water. We need to consume a lot of water each day so that we're not dehydrated. Most people are dehydrated today. So stay with us. Get a pencil and paper. We'll be right back with Debbie to give us some information.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and we have one of our new friends on the line with us, Debbie Morrow, who's really made our lives better since we got our Berkey water filter here, and we're so happy to have her on. Debbie, we just got a caller call in and wanted to ask you a question. Would that be okay?
Oh, that's fine.
All right. Let's go to John in Arizona. John, you're on with Debbie Morrow.
Hi, Jack. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Oh, good, John. How are you?
Pretty good. I had a quick question for you. Does your water filter filter out, like, pond water and lake water and that type of water with those, you know, with those type of contaminants in it?
Absolutely. That's one of the main things that the original gravity filters were designed for, was for in rural or third world communities so that they could take the pathogens out of the water and use it, and our Black Berkey purification elements will actually take out the pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to a non-detectable level.
Okay, do you have anything that's like a small that's convenient to carry around at all?
We have Berkey sport bottles. They're 22-ounce handheld sport bottle.
Okay.
And they're not the same exact filter, you know, that they take out 99.9% of the contaminants.
So if I was up in the mountains and I was going to get some stream water out of a stream or out of a lake or something, you think it would be fine or not?
Absolutely. In fact, that's what we have on our literature. It says, you know, you can take out all kinds of things from remote lakes, streams, stagnant ponds, water supplies, et cetera. In fact, we had a guy call in one time He had a Berkey Sport bottle, and he was in Utah, I think, one of those states over there, backpacking through some caves. Mm-hmm. And one night he got stung by several scorpions in his sleeping bag.
Wow.
And he was alone, and he was violently ill for several days in a cave. And all he had was stagnant water and his Berkey Sport bottle.
Really?
And he said that, you know, he felt like the Berkey Sport bottle saved his life.
How much are those?
They're $39
okay.
for the regular. Now, we have two. Let me tell you. We have two. One of them has, we pay to have silk screened, and it says Berkey Sport on it, and it's real, you know, it's got writing and stuff. And then we have generic labeled ones that we don't pay to have silk screened. So you can pay $39 and get one that says Berkey Sport bottle on it, or you can get the same exact one without writing on it for $25 or $5 for $99. So.
Okay. All right. Okay.
How
thank
long,
you.
Hey, thanks, John,
okay.
for calling in. Good question. Debbie, how long does my sport bottle last? By the way, Angie and I want to get a couple of those from you and try them out, but how long do they last?
They last approximately 160 refills of lake or pond water and 640 refills of municipal water.
Very
and
good.
If you don't want to keep track, which most people don't, you can tell such a huge difference in the taste of the water.
Yeah.
You'll know when it's time to change out your Berkey Sport bottle, you know, or any of them actually. But it'll take out toxic chemicals, heavy metals, radiologicals, even radon-222.
That's fantastic. My goodness. Thank you. Yeah, we're going to have to pick up a couple of those from you. Now, Debbie, tell us how to get these neat products, will you?
People have
their pencils and papers now, I'm sure.
My normal business hours are 8 to 5 Central Time, and you can call in toll-free at 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, which is a toll-free number. Or you can go to our website, which is www.berkeywater.com, and it's spelled BerkeyWater.com. If you go to the website, be absolutely sure to put that you heard it on the Jack McLam Show so that we give you credit for supporting your airtime and so that they get a free gift with their order.
Oh, fantastic. Good.
Yeah. And also, if they get my machine, which is real likely because we're very, very busy, to just leave their number really clearly two times, and I'll get back to them within, you know, a day or so. Business has been incredibly busy. I don't know what's going on, but we're working real hard to get those filters out to everybody.
Well, Debbie, maybe people are beginning to feel like we are here at our two police and military associations that something big's about to happen.
Well,
people are getting very concerned about being sure that they're ready for something.
I think that that's true, but I also really want to encourage people to use their Berkey filter every day, whether anything happens or not. Because, you know, I just really hate the idea of people leaving their Berkeys in their closet waiting for something bad to happen.
Well,
and you need to
have
it out every day, getting those contaminants out of your system now so that you can have good health, so that you are prepared if something happens.
Yeah, let me tell them. At my sink every day, there's something bad happening. The water coming out of there is not pure to drink.
That's it.
And so it's happening every day, folks. So get your Berkey out now, out of your closet, or order it and use it every day. And then if you have to go on the run, you can easily tote it with you and get out of there.
And it's really easy to have a couple of extra filters, too. I mean, if people say, well, I just don't want to use up my filters, well, you can get extra filters to put away in your closet.
Yeah,
but get that
good.
Berkey working and start, you know, getting those contaminants out of your system now, you know.
Yes, very good. Well, thank you, Debbie. Now, that's 888-803-4438. Is that right?
That's correct.
Good. Okay. Well, hold on now. Paul, what did you just say? Oh, Nicholas in Texas. That's right. Nicholas wanted to ask you a question, too.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Nicholas.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Fine.
I thought you guys might have forgot about me.
Hi, Nicholas. How are you?
Hi. I'm constantly hearing your radio ads, and and the interviews you've done with all sorts of different talk show hosts. And I actually have an old Berkey housing. It's one of the old stainless steel models from like 2 or 3 years ago. And I haven't bought any new filters for it, partially because I don't really have the money to afford them. But the reason I'm calling is I want to find out if and or when you guys might start making a big Berkey filter that has activated alumina inside of it that filters out fluoride so that I don't have to buy any extra PF4s in order to filter the fluoride out, because that's probably one of my major concerns with municipal water.
Right. What we're going to do is, see, we're not going to come up with a black Berkey filter that's going to do that, because, one, the black Berkey filters, instead of using the PF4s, they use the PF2s, which work in conjunction with black Berkey filters, and they target fluoride and the arsenic related to the fluoride, whereas the PF4s, they work with the white ceramic, you know, filters that we also carry. But the reason that we're not going to mix it together is a twofold reason. One reason is the filters would have to be really large and they wouldn't fit in the Berkey.
Oh.
And the second reason is that the media that is required to take out the fluoride does not last as long as the media in the black Berkey purification elements.
Oh.
And you would have to throw your filters away every 6 months to every year. So instead of having a combination filter, we have a post filter, so that you have the black Berkey purification element standing up in the top, and then you have your PF2 fluoride filter screwed on to the stem hanging down in the bottom, so that the water literally passes through two sets of filters and then emptying into the bottom tank.
Interesting.
And then the PF2 filters, you change them out once a year or every 1,000 gallons. It says 1,000 gallons per set of two, but it's hard for me to keep track of how many gallons it is, so I always tell people, you know, once a year for $49 a set, because it's two of them for $49, that's a pretty good deal. So, you know, change out your PF2s, you know, per set of two once a year. If you have a four-filter system like the British Burkefield, you know, the canister ones, if you have four black filters in the top, then you'll want four PF2s in the bottom. Or we now have screw-in plugs for something like 85 cents each, I think. You can plug up two of the holes, and if you want, just get two black Berkey purification elements and two PF2s. It's very affordable, and that will take care of your problem, and you'll get that fluoride out, because the black filters already take the chlorine out 100%. They take out the MTBE 100%. It's the fluoride that still we have to have that post-filter. Does that make sense, Nick?
Yes, it does.
Does it help you out? Because, you know, give me a call and we'll see what we can do to work out a way, you know, like don't call me tonight because I'm not going to answer the phone. But call me in the morning, or sometimes I'll be in the morning tomorrow, but I usually don't work on Fridays. But call me, let me know who you are, and we'll make sure that we work something out so you get some filters for your system.
Do you have an email address? I don't want to take up too much more time, but do you have an email where I could maybe send some suggestions or ask you some more questions?
Sure. If you want to email, you can email me at debmrrw@berkeywater.com.
Great.
I have to tell you, I only look at my email twice a week.
Okay. And Jack, I'm glad to hear you have somebody on, you know, to try and raise some funds to keep you on the air. It's really important, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, brother. Nicholas, very much, brother. Hey, we're all in this together. I always say I'm like a banana, one of the bunch, you know. And Debbie, we all have to pull together to make it work, and we appreciate you out there, Nicholas, okay?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. I love it, Jack, when somebody calls in and asks a specific question, because then I can really answer it, not only for that person, but I'm sure there are other people that have the same questions out there, and it really makes it good for me to be able to do that. So thank you.
Yeah, I learned a lot just from your conversation with John and Nicholas here. I'm trying to learn all I can, and thank you very much, Debbie. Well, let's give out your number once again, okay? And we'll
let you go,
and we'll get on with the program here. But once again, sister, you're doing so much for so many people, and my family, too, and we sure appreciate you.
Oh, thanks. My little water ministry.
Yeah, water ministry.
Get blessed all over. Okay, people can call me at toll-free 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. And I do try to get back to people within a 24-hour period.
Good.
Sometimes
okay.
It's a little bit longer, though.
Well, that's okay. You know, once you get a hold of them, they're going to have better health, and that's so important. So thank you, sister, very much, and have a good evening.
Thank you, too. Good night.
Okay, God bless you. Well, folks, there's a gal with a great ministry. I'll tell you, if you listen to the holistic doctors out there, usually your doctors, your medical doctors, don't know these things. But, you know, almost all of us are dehydrated. You know, we're supposed to be taking like 8 glasses of water a day, something like that, to replace the water we're losing out of our bodies. And, boy, if you see that, if you just knew what was in the tap water that you were drinking, and many of our listeners do because they've been listening for a while, it would shock you what you're putting into your system. So we're just thrilled here to finally have our Berkey water filter and be taking in some good water. So anyway, folks, all right, let's see now. I was going to open the phone lines up, but the phone line's been ringing here. So, but let's do it anyway. If you'd like to call in tonight, call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And, okay, we got another caller on the line, Jeff in Massachusetts. Welcome, Jeff. How are you, brother?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I was listening to your spiel on Bush.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about Bush for a minute, and I'm thinking, you know, if we had to give a realistic picture of King Bush II,
yeah,
in his mind, he would be wearing a crown, sitting on a throne, having complete dictatorial power, like Judge Dredd, I am the law.
Yes,
and,
very good.
And basically Bush would say, okay, I have a things to do list, and the first thing to do is to eliminate Patriot Radio, eliminate free speech, enact the sedition laws. The only thing that's going to be acceptable is NPR, Fox News, and anything else that is in favor of my global agenda.
That's right.
That's fair.
They trying to do that, Brother Jeff. They're really trying to eliminate free speech, and they're coming our way with all these hate crime laws, and I was just reading about more of it today coming our way. So they're trying to do just what you said.
Exactly. And as a fact, Michael Graham got nuked off his station because he said something critical against Islam. They croaked them, basically.
Brother. Wow.
Did you know that? Michael Graham. This was in the Boston Globe, yes, a couple of days ago.
Yes, I wasn't aware that it happened, but I know who you're talking about.
And I'm telling you something, that made my blood boil.
Yes.
So anyways, if I could picture Bush as a king, Bush would say, okay, we must now take the oil in the Middle East to bring in revenues for the kingdom of the United States of America. We must not use nukes in the Middle East, because then we'll ruin the oil, you see.
Yeah.
But we must put troops on the ground and use depleted uranium, because that will stay in the land. The people will be dead, and we'll be able to extract the oil.
Uh-huh.
Much cleaner than, let's say, dropping a nuke on Mecca and Medina.
Yeah. Very true. Very true.
And if you could picture Bush as a king, Bush would say, okay, we must have slave labor in this country, because for me to have my kingdom, I got to have slave labor.
Yeah.
So let's open up the borders and let in all the illegal immigrants so we can all have $2 an hour jobs. Mm-hmm. That way, there won't be any kind of a revolt against my kingdom.
Right.
Could you picture Bush as a king in his own mind?
Oh my goodness, I think he's there already.
I
think he's there. The guy is so childish. I mean, everything we read from the foreign press, now they're not talking about it here. I'm just shocked that the Capitol Hills Blues came out with this. But, yeah, he's a child in his own mind, and I'm sure he looks at himself as a king ruling over his realm, you and me there, Jeff.
Yes, like we're subjects. Look at the way he treated Cindy Sheehan. He treated her like a piece of crap.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'll bet you, in Bush's mind, as king, you'll see Bush the First going, Bush, you're doing a good job promoting my new world order.
That's right. Thank you, Jeff.
No problem.
Take care,
man.
Brother. All right. Take care. Folks, we'll be right back. We'll be wrapping up the program here. Well, I've got some good material I've got in front of me here. We'll have to hit you with tomorrow. All right. John Trockman's been released for all of you out there that care. That's on my desk, and I'll share that with you tomorrow if you haven't already heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aronizer. The Aronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Jack McLam program, that old cop Jack McLam. And I want to say a lot of things going on. Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster writes today that the U.S. military is building a brand new huge base and conducting secretive operations in Paraguay. And it's a base that's supposed to handle large aircraft and accommodate 60,000 American troops. It sounds like, according Trump, and he says they're going to try to take over all the oil and natural gas in South America. The Bush crime family is. We'll talk about that more in depth tomorrow. Right now, I want to go, and by the way, throw in Hugo Chavez down there, that there's a strong possibility Bush would like to take him out, even though he's saying no. Pat Robertson, of course, 33rd degree high Mason, is in the know about these things. So what he's saying may very well be what's on the mind of the international crime lords that control our government. Hugo Chavez is not doing what the Bush crime family wants him to do down there with his oil. Well, let's go to Jim in Kansas real quick. Jim, come on in. We've got just a few minutes left.
Oh, okay. On the Berkey.
Yeah.
I live alone. I'm notoriously bad for not cleaning my Berkey out when I should, you know.
Oh, okay.
You got to clean that bottom out once in a while.
Okay.
And I don't do it. So I got lazy and I went down to a coin shop and got me a couple of what they call rounds. It's just it's a silver dollar, but it's 99 fine silver.
Yeah.
And it's not a regular silver dollar. It's just got anything on it. May have a buffalo on it or may have a car on it. You never know.
What you're talking about.
Anyway, I stuck a couple of those in the bottom of the Berkey.
Yeah.
Haven't had a bit of trouble since.
Boy, that's great.
Because my mother used, when I was a kid, my mother used to, we used regular cow milk, straight out of the cow.
Uh-huh.
And she always put a quarter or a dime or something, a couple of dimes, you know, because at that time our money was silver.
Yeah.
And she always put that in the milk, and it would last a week longer.
Isn't that something? Hey, Jim, great idea.
Colonial silver kills them. Kills the bugs.
Okay. Well, thanks for that tip, Jim. Appreciate it. Have a good evening now. Yeah, folks, John Trockman's out of jail. And it says here, this is coming from Mom, Militia of Montana. John was released from Geiger Correctional Facility August 10th after having been held for $150,000 bond. It was a real blessing to have him released on his own recognizance. Let's see. They had to put up a $10,000 retainer fee to get a shyster, an attorney, to help him get out. Let's see. The hearing is expected for the end of October, the hearing on his case. I'm trying to remember exactly what the charges are. But anyway, he got in a confrontation, I guess, with family members over a stolen pistol. It says here, we have been informed that no charges have been levied against John's estranged wife, who was with John at the time of the confronting of his niece regarding the estranged wife's stolen pistol. Your continued prayers would be appreciated. Thanks again from Militia Montana. So you might pray for that situation up there and ask that the Lord's will be done, because I don't know what the situation is with Brother John. Some strange things have been happening around him for a number of years. So just pray that the Lord's will be done. If everything is righteous there, then everything will work out fine. God bless all of you out there. I hope you have a great day. And we'll get into some other things tomorrow. I'm going to hold the lines open and not have a guest. So we get into some of the crazy things that are going on that spell big changes in America, folks, in the very near future. God bless all of you out there. And don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. No doubt about that. Believe me, truly loves you. Have a great evening. Night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me,
prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.